What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. Hour number three of the Financial Guys in for the great Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks for joining us again today. We do certainly appreciate it. And I will say this before we get back to us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sundman and Dave DiPietro. If you need us throughout the week, if you're concerned about your portfolio, are you positioned right for any sort of potential further corrections or the upside? Are you positioned properly in
general?
There
will be winners out of this. There will be winners out of this, right?
Use us as a resource. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You can find all of the stuff that we do there, all the different departments. You could also find all of our social media links there as well. We are very active on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, and of course, our podcast. If you haven't subscribed to our podcast yet, folks, I would encourage you to do so. We are on every major platform, iTunes, Spotify, the Android store, everywhere that fine podcasts are found. You can find the Financial Guys. The audio version released every Tuesday. The video version on our YouTube channel released every Wednesday. So make sure you subscribe both as a podcast as well as to our YouTube channel by going to our website, thefinancialguys.com. And again, you can always call our office for more information, 633-1515.
That podcast network, by the way, you can also find Russ Thompson, Carl Palladino on our network as well.
Absolutely. So, yep. No doubt. All right, let's go back to Sundman Dave DiPietro, and then I will get to Jack, Pete, and Bob. You are up on deck. We'll get to you in short order, I promise. Dave, before the break, we were just talking about the fact that they can no longer,
arrest illegal.
Well, I guess they can give you a speeding ticket.
Oh, no. Yeah,
but if you don't show up in court, then they can't give you the fine or the points. So then what's the point of even pulling people over at this point?
I don't know. This bill didn't make any sense. We debated it for about 2 hours, and it's going to be up to the governor now.
What is the reasoning behind that? What would I guess the
criminals
Democrats
are good.
Right? I mean, what are they thinking when they say it would be okay to go 115 and
I guess the same reason they let out pedophiles from jail to save them from COVID? I'm thinking along the same lines. Dave, what are your thoughts?
They don't think anyone goes 115, so they again, and when you bring those arguments up, they say they're facetious and you're racist.
Well, I got pulled over doing 105. No joke.
That was a long time ago.
I was 20 years old. Swear to God.
Right.
You know, I'm not proud of that, by the way.
The poor can't afford this.
Wait a minute. So how could – so, I mean, a cop sees somebody going by at 115 and they say, oh, that's a white or a black person, so I'm going to go after him? Is that what their argument is? This is a racist?
No, it's that they can't afford it. It's you're poor. This affects the poor. Fines affect the poor.
Gotcha.
Even though that you can literally get a fine, we're debating it, for – you get a fine, you can get 100 months to pay it back. So you get a $100 fine, you can pay $1 a month for 100 months to pay back your fine.
Well, but Dave, it would seem like the easy solution would be just to not speed. I'm just thinking, right?
I mean, any of that stuff.
Wouldn't that make sense to just look at the speed limit and do it?
Obey the law?
Huh. And maybe more so if you can't afford the ticket?
Well, Dave, I'm sure on the agenda was rolling back the bail reform bill, right? I mean, this has been disastrous on every level.
Right.
We've heard about, you know, assaulters or, you know.
Yeah. Not showing up and then committing another act.
Well, letting right back out.
Yeah.
Not showing up.
But then doing another act and being let back out. So I'm sure they're changing this, right, Dave?
I love you guys. No, a matter of fact, if you saw in the New York Times and they recounted, they've been in these elections, five people that AOC put up just against the assembly, her own assembly Democrats, five people all registered to the Socialist Democrat Party, which is the Communist Party, won. We're going to have five new devout communists come in, and they're literally going to kick Heasty out, who's the speaker. There's going to be a coup. After the election, and there's going to be the communists are going to be running the state assembly.
So
it's
crazy.
So just to be clear, about not being able to eat, drink a beer without having a meal, not even a chicken wing anymore. This is going to get worse.
But Dave, I want people to understand this. They are actually part of the Socialist Party, right? Give me that name again. It's the Democrat Socialist Party of America. Is that what it is?
Yes, that's the Communist Party in America.
Folks, I want you to go look that up. Okay, for those that use the socialist euphemism, these folks, if you read their goals and their missions, They are absolute devout Marxists and communists.
And
what they
all,
want.
And we have them all right here for ourselves.
And they have stated it. They want to tear down our country as we know it
and rebuild it
in some sort of a Marxist, communist, socialist utopia. And all those folks where you say, well, look at what happened with Russia. Look at what happened with Cuba. Look at the poor, the poverty, the starvation.
Yes.
Millions and millions and millions and millions of people that were killed in China and Russia. And I'm talking tens of millions of people. And here's what they would say. Well, they haven't done it right yet.
So
I would challenge them.
Yeah.
What state, what country has? Yes, exactly. Right. Which country has actually done it right?
And
Not one.
And we already know that the countries, or the states, I should say, that have already gone in this direction. The poor have gotten poorer.
Yeah.
And yes, some of the wealthy have gotten wealthier, but the poor have definitely gotten poorer. And if you don't believe us, go down.
Look at California.
Yeah, go to California.
Look at California. The widest gap between the rich and the poor. The largest percentage of people on poverty.
Looks
in
like
the
New
country.
York's trying to catch
the
up.
The largest homeless population.
Tell us more good, Dave. Tell us more good. Tell us about folks being able to vote now here in New York.
The voter fraud went rampant. Voter fraud is on steroids right now. You don't even have to. Here's how it works. They just passed this law last night. We debated it for 6 hours. You can now, as an illegal alien, you can go vote in New York State.
Nice.
Wait.
Knew that was coming.
So an illegal alien can now vote in New York State. Okay, good.
Right. A legal alien can now vote. The only way he doesn't, he has to check a box. Whenever he goes in, it's rich, people. It's rich because the Democrats put it so that they could get these ballots. They would sign up for automatic voter registration at every social services program. But they did not do it for any kind of conservative program. Like, say, you go to Walmart and get a gun, go get a gun permit or a hunting permit. Nope. You can't get your voter registration there. Only at these socialist government programs.
Of course.
When you and so an illegal alien goes in, he automatically gets registered when he goes into any one of these services. And for him to not vote, he has to check a box at the bottom that says, I am not a U.S. citizen. If he forgets, doesn't do it, he's automatically registered, and they take away any penalty because they figure, boy, if someone does that, they just didn't look at the box.
Oh, boy.
Can't make this up.
They accidentally check the box. Then they accidentally figure out where their polling place is. Then they accidentally go and vote. And that's all an accident?
Yes.
Seriously?
Best part.
And here's the best part, Dave. They can speed to get there now.
You can't make this up. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Let's say a primary, which New York City is 90% Democrat. They go to vote in a primary, right? They go, well, I want to vote in this Democratic primary. They automatically are registered as a Democrat.
Of course. Of course. So here's your free EBT card. And here's your
here's your
voting card to make sure you don't lose any of this stuff. Dave, here's the good news, though. They wouldn't redistrict any of this stuff, so a Republican could never win, right? That would never happen.
Yeah, that was another debate. It was so bad the Democrats wouldn't even debate it. They just rammed it down our throats. Every one of us stood up and talked about it. It was so so bad and so partisan biased that you'd have to laugh at it. But the fact is, the sad part is, Gianaris, the senator from New York City, he's in control of the maps for 2 years from now. He already let them out. He was stupid enough to show people. In Long Island, where there's 8 Senate seats, it used to be 7 Republican. Mm-hmm. And when the flip happened last year, I think it's 4-4. Now, he showed the map. It'll be 7 Democrat and 1 Republican. Same with here in Western New York. A bunch of us will be redistricted out. From the 4 senators we have now who are Republican, Gallivan, Ort, Ranzenhofer, and Jacobs, we're losing the Jacobs seat. We will lose 2 more. I think the only one that might survive, depending on redistricting, we don't know. But 2 more Republican seat senators will be out there going from, we went from 30 to 19 2 years ago. They're going to get it down to 11.
Holy cow.
Wow. So can I ask you a question about COVID as we're just going through the good news? You know, you've been very proactive in reaching out, like on our show and other places, to say, you know, the COVID numbers were BS and really we shouldn't have been destroying the businesses and the family businesses, really, that we did. You know, it's amazing that these left-wingers, they hated Walmart, they hated Amazon, the big box stores, but yet they really forced all these mom and pop stores to get crushed, and you know the only place you could buy stuff was there. But the COVID numbers, we're still talking about sending kids to school, Dave, with you know hazmat suits on. Is that changing at all? Or
no, it's getting worse. Here's the thing: there's in Chautauqua County, Andy Goodell, There are no cases. There hasn't been a COVID case in 2 months plus. There's not. They only had, I think, 9 or 10 since January, and they were all minor. No one in the hospital. No one on a respirator, ventilator. Mm. No one in ICU. No one quarantined at home. They haven't had one case. And so Andy Goodell is screaming, why do we have to close? Why are our businesses closed? We don't have a case. We haven't had one for 2 months.
Ridiculous.
About 20 counties in New York State, which make up over half the state. It's down to nothing. Niagara County, they came out the other day, if you saw last week, they said there's 11 new cases. Well, they had to retract. There wasn't. There was one in 1 week.
Unreal.
Well, if you take out the gunshot victims and the motorcycle accidents. And,
no, that's just
know.
The cases, Glenn.
You see.
Unreal. So, but we're not going to force these kids to wear masks every day to school, would we?
Well, that's a great one because I posted because I was listening to the debate. And Monica Wallace here in Cheektowaga came out and said that kids are going to wear masks for 2 more years.
Oh, not my kids.
No.
Not mine.
Years. Talking about
yeah.
masks for 2 years, kids? Where'd you hear that?
Right.
Oh, then she fumbled.
Well, the model show.
Yeah, the models.
It's just the models.
Dave, you're not looking at the science.
Yeah, the science and the models show that we'll have 14 million dead by next
there's
week.
There's one new case in Erie County and none in Chautauqua County. We should send them in a hazmat suit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is going to do wonders for their immune systems, by the way.
Anyway.
Wonders.
All right, Mr. Dave.
Dave, I wish you had good news. Do you have any leads on any like moving companies or anything? Or that's U-Haul. The business to be in. U-Haul is going to be the business to be in this state. It's over, by
always
the way. We've been talking on the show for 20 years about trying to win it back and where's the tipping point. And bye-bye to New
it's
York.
It's tipped.
Yeah, bye-bye to New York. And by the way, here's my prediction. That you will see the disparity between the rich and the upper rich, the upper middle class, get wider than ever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you will see the poor get poorer.
Yep,
mark
sadly.
My words.
Happens every time. Assemblyman Dave DiPietro, thank you so much for joining
thanks,
us. Appreciate
Dave,
it.
Dave, God bless you for fighting, man. God, and by the way, God bless you for doing this kind of stuff. You know, we can't get any of these other politicians to come on any shows. We've been calling
the health department. We can't get the news media
to
report half
the
stuff.
By the way, if you know a health inspector who's going into a restaurant and shutting them down and fining them, if we can find any pictures of them making sure that they're social distancing, I would bet everything. That these dirtballs that have these jobs that are going into the restaurants that are giving them fines and shutting them down are the same people that are having their friends and family over
probably.
In their backyard.
Well,
they come
parties. Like Como,
yeah,
right?
Like
anyway, all right. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Have a great
Dave,
weekend,
you rock,
buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks.
See you. All right, Financial Guys in for Sandy Beach. We're going to take a very short break. We have a full bank of calls. We will roll through them throughout the rest of the show, I promise. Jack, Pete, Bob, Adam, and Gina will go right through. When we come back, you've got the Financial Guys here on WBEN. All righty, your WBEN 7 First Alert forecast for today. Sun and clouds, chance for an isolated thunderstorm around, mainly down in Chautauqua County. High near 81. Beautiful weekend. You've got the Financial Guys in for the great Sandy Beach here. News Radio 930 WBEN. And, you know, we're going to go to the calls in a second. We were just talking throughout the break, you know, this whole mask thing. And, you know, liberalism is about controlling other people, right? And it drives me nuts. You know, they've twisted the whole thing so they can say, well, the masks are no longer about protecting yourself.
It's for the greater
good. It's about you protecting other people so that you can't transmit it.
It's just a mask,
So
Glenn.
Look at how they've done this, Mike. Yeah. Look at how they've twisted
it's just,
this
just
now.
Just a mask, Glenn.
You're selfish if you don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
You instead of saying, look, just worry about you.
Right.
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
If your immune system is compromised, then wear a mask if
right.
you feel better with that.
You
right?
worry about what you're doing. But see,
that's
the
right.
liberals can't do that because
no.
that's not what they want. So they twist it. They twist it to say that we have to control your behavior.
Yeah. It's just a pause, Glenn. It's just
we
a pause.
Have to control your behavior.
It's just a pause,
right?
Glenn. Don't worry about it. These restaurants will reopen in 2 weeks. It's just a mask.
If
Glenn.
You're worried, stay home.
Yeah.
If you're concerned, you stay
right,
home.
Right.
The other 90% of us want to carry on with our lives.
By the way,
but liberalism is always about controlling other people.
And this is the
always.
Opportunity, right? We had Dr. Pamela Popperon talking about the fact that these estimates were off by 96%, right? We were told millions were going to die, right? But instead, when we found out that that was not the case, they just continue to roll with it, right? It's all about control. Now you can't. Now we're going to tell you what to eat, who gets to open, who doesn't.
Yeah.
We were told it was a short pause to make sure we didn't overwhelm the healthcare system. Well, guess what? In Erie County, hey, Mr. Poloncarz, the healthcare system never got overwhelmed. It never
right.
did. And it's not even close to being overwhelmed now, right? But yet you're still crushing businesses, yep. crushing
You're
them.
Destroying the
businesses
economy.
Businesses that folks have leveraged their lives on, right?
Yep.
And you've got zero scientific proof, by the way, that us going out and having beer with somebody is going to spread COVID.
Well,
right?
Not if you
Cuomo
eat something.
Himself said 70% of the people that were in the hospital with COVID listened to him.
Yep.
They did exactly what he told them to do, which is they stayed at home. They hid from the disease. They wore masks. They didn't touch things. They washed their hands, right? Less than 2% of people who were in the hospital with COVID were folks that actually said, I'm not listening to any of that. I'm just going to go out and do what I want to do.
Cool.
Well, I don't know. We're numbers people. 7 out of 10 people listened to you and they got COVID. It didn't work.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what Rand Paul said, by the way. So if you haven't had a chance, go read Rand Paul's interview or our op-ed or whatever it was. We posted it to our Twitter feed, at FinGuys on Twitter. If you want to follow us there, you can find it. But he's spot on. He goes, well, look, you had cases where we didn't close down. We didn't have masks. We had outbreaks in New York City. It was going crazy while we were on lockdown, while we were wearing
yes.
masks, while we were staying at home.
That's right.
So I think maybe not shutting down the economy should the wrong thing
to do. Shouldn't
it have
been the opposite, right? We started to open up New York and the cases went away.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
It should have been the opposite.
So
this, we're being told right now that this is deadly. It's going to swing around, right? If you didn't get in touch with Paul and Kaiser,
it'll resurge.
If it didn't find you yet, if you get out, it's going to find you.
This is going to resurge right around election time. We'll figure.
Yeah.
This is Bowerly's been doing a great job this week on a lot of the statistics and covering COVID.
Yeah,
I want to give him a plug here because he's really been on fire. This week specifically, I had a chance to finally listen. I don't get a chance. We worked during the week, right? So I had a couple. So he mentioned this week. I want to give him credit for this, and this is absolutely right. In 1969, we had an H3N1 pandemic that killed somewhere between 1 to 4 million people worldwide. The pandemic killed the first CIA director, Alan Dulles, and killed about 80,000 people in the UK. There was no lockdown, no masks, and the world's largest concert was held in New York at Woodstock, right? Now, doesn't mean that we're not minimizing the 1 to 4 million people that died in 1969.
But we're also not looking at COVID in a box,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
And we have done that from day one. There has been nobody that has come out that I know of besides us that have said, this is ridiculous from day one. You never quarantine healthy people.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever. Is it okay to take sick people and quarantine them?
Sure.
Okay, look, you're sick. We're going to put you. Is it okay to protect people in a nursing home? It is. But I'll tell you what, they've gone way too far. We're going to lose so many people in nursing home from depression and anxiety. Anxiety in those nursing homes because they can't see their loved ones.
Yep,
specifically,
exactly.
when we have numbers like we have in Chautauqua County and now in Erie County,
right.
where they're
zero. You can't see your relative in a nursing home, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to sneak in Jack. I got about a minute for you, Jack. Can you do it in about a minute, Jack? If not, I'll hold you to the other side of the break.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Well, you know what? I was looking at it like these businesses need to all come together and just pretty much tell the governor to go shove it.
Yep. I agree.
These businesses, you've got everybody else, even us as the citizens here in New York State. You know what? I have not abided by any of these mandates. I'm not going to abide by any of his mandates. I don't wear a mask, and I don't feel any which way when somebody says, oh, you're not wearing a mask. No, I don't, and no, I'm not. Am I sick? No. And I have
people need to mind their own business,
yep.
Jack.
You're absolutely right,
we're
Jack.
We're at each other's throats, and we're actually killing people.
And
killing,
it's
not right.
And I'm voting
Jack.
I want a healthy immune system, so I will not be wearing one of those filthy masks.
All right, we'll be right back. You've got the Financial Guys again. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for more information. We'll go right through the phones, I promise. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll get them all cleared up. 803-0930 and star 930. Welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and for the great Sandy Beach. Again, if you need us throughout the week, folks, 633-1515 if you think like us, 633-1515, or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. If you're outside the area listening on a radio.com or some other sort of device, You can always reach us at our 800 number, which is 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS for financial guys, not thin guys. Those of you who know me, I am not thin, although Mike is. We're a lot like Abbott and Costello.
I don't know about that.
He's tall and thin. I'm short and fat. We're a good combination. It's perfect. No, I'm just kidding.
By the way, Mike Hayflick is filling in for us tomorrow, and so we're taking a skip day tomorrow, but tune in 1 to 3 tomorrow. Mr. Hayflick does an awesome job. I think Mike Sparazza on too, which heads up our home and auto insurance line. And by the way, you Mike can shop over 25 companies to save you money with your home and auto insurance. So that's the way to save money, not one direct insurance company. Have somebody shop it for you. So if you need Mike's help, and whether that's home and auto or bigger buildings, you're looking to save money, your business, and you're struggling right now, we know that those insurance premiums are high and getting higher in this state, right? We're $70 billion dollars in debt or $60 billion in debt. We all know we're electing, forget left-wingers, we're electing communists now in the state. Yep. It's going to get worse, folks. So anywhere you can save money, try to do it, and that might be one option for you. Let Mike Sparazza shop over 25 companies to save you money. 633-1515.
If you think like us, use us as a resource. Before we go back to the phones, we're going to go, I promise you, in like 2 seconds here, I just want to remind everybody, this was the first week of March. This was Dr. Fauci.
Right. The guy that the expert, that the now the left-wing scientist.
And to be honest with you, he's right here.
Yeah, he is right
here. If you've been in a restaurant, you've been anywhere, you watch people fidgeting with their masks.
Watch the amount of money he makes out of this whole crisis. Gajillions. Watch them. This is like, any of these, Biden, Obama, Sanders. This is Sanders, by the way, right? Yep. Bernie, I'm going to redistribute wealth. He makes $3 million with, millions of dollars with three homes.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is it right here.
Right now, people should not be worried. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
Right. Which is exactly what's been happening, right? Yep. Watch people out in public, folks. Right. Watch them fiddle with their mask, especially in a place like a restaurant where it's hot and they're on behind them.
Absolutely.
And
they touch stuff, right? And then they put their mask on and then fiddle with it. And then they're breathing in their own.
Yep. That's Dr. Fauci, not me. Yeah. Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci.
All right, let's roll through the phones as promised.
Loved by the left now. Dr. Fauci.
Yep, exactly. Yep. All right. Pete in Montreal. Hi, Pete. How are you?
It's Pete, your old friend in Ontario. Guys, I need 2 seconds.
Yeah, you got it, bud. How are you, sir?
Great, sir. It's a pleasure to hear you again. Usually what happens to unite the American people, we have to see an injustice held up in front of the American people with fact that is inescapable and fact that cannot be questioned. Where in the hell is Attorney General Barr and John Durham? Why hasn't there been? And there has to be, because once that starts, other things will snowball. To take out a sitting president, we have absolute facts. Yeah. Mr. Durham, Mr. Barr, Mr. Durham now saying he's going to wait till after the election.
What?
Why?
He doesn't want to make it political. Guys, let me say it, please. They've got to take control of this now. They've got to show the American people, because CNN will have no choice to run, that they were taking out a sitting president, and where is Mr. Barr? I'm telling you, the biggest injustice that's going on right now is they have not taken action on so many of the left higher-ups of the FBI, CIA, DSA, DSI, that have not been held to account. If that doesn't happen, the country's finished.
Absolutely. I agree. Pete, I was going to say next week we were going to do liberal hypocrisy, but honestly, we may have to do the Strzok handwritten memo, right? Can you explain to people what that is? Because that's a big deal that nobody ran with, right? They have the smoking gun now, folks, that ties this right to the Obama administration.
Yeah, and why is nobody going after it, as Pete's saying? Yep.
Ratcliffe yesterday, John Ratcliffe, over the last few days, it took Mr. Ratcliffe getting in charge to finally release stuff that was stashed by the FBI and NSA, that all these higher-ups, they knew their information was there. Finally, it was released. Okay, so even the low-level FBI agent that messed with the 302s, where the hell is he?
Yep.
Where the hell is he?
No doubt.
Of it.
No doubt.
The fact that they're saying, Pete, that they're going to push this off to after the election
is
means that they're hoping not to have to prosecute, and they're hoping that Biden wins.
Right.
Here's the thing.
How could that be, though? And where's Trump? Where's Trump? He should be in front of this 1,000%.
Yep. Here's what's going on.
A press conference every single day until they put Obama on the stand.
Yep.
No doubt.
It's here's the thing when it comes to the election. We know that they're going to try massive voter fraud by stuffing ballots, hence the whole we have to keep the virus going, so we have to do mail-in ballots. But if they don't cheat at that level, if they can't win by stuffing the ballot box, then they're going to try to cheat by tampering with the ballots, right? We've had multiple cases already, people arrested in the post office and other places that have tampered with ballots and thrown them in dumpsters. But if they can't win by stuffing the ballot box and they can't win by tampering with ballots, what if all of the mainstream media, which is completely lockstep in concert with the Democrats, what if they just report that Biden won? Seriously.
Right.
I mean, they've got...
Well, why would you put it past them? I mean, they're literally...
It's crazy.
Right. Well, they're making up the numbers on COVID, and people are still scared.
Pete, great call.
They're not looking at the real numbers, right?
Thank you so much.
But to my point before, Trump needs to get in front of this all.
Absolutely.
Have a press conference every single day.
Yeah.
Start talking about the fact that these models were 96%
That's
off, right? Start talking about the fact that the death rates are down, not up. Start talking about the fact that the so-called hot spots, the numbers are fake. We know that they've been manipulated. We know that we've been lied to. Some of the testing centers are 10 times fake.
Right. And yet they haven't revised the numbers.
Fake,
that's right.
And they haven't revised the numbers, right?
But Pete is spot on when it comes to the FBI and it comes to Peter Strzok.
Yeah, drain the swamp.
We have a handwritten note now of a meeting
that was
at the White House with Obama and Biden giving the direct orders to go after and pursue.
We should be going after
those
two.
And they knew at that time.
Today.
They knew at that time that the information was false.
And President Trump needs to
I'm going to wait till after the election? Are you
press
insane?
Conferences. Why are we waiting on this?
Absolutely. Now you push 100%. Them hard. All right. Bob and Tonawanda, you're up next. What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Good. Hey, first off, I'm going to let you know I'm a veteran.
Thanks for your service.
A voter. Okay. Now, my question was actually to the legislator that was on, and I also want to put something out to any conservative psychiatrist and attorney to go after Governor Cuomo for a competency hearing.
Yeah, well, there are some attorneys that are going after him. I think actually there's more Democrat attorneys going after him right now because now they're getting hit in their business and their pockets. But
my opinion, is he fit to serve?
Cuomo?
That's the way he's acting.
Well, I think Cuomo's fit to serve.
He's fit to serve as king. Exactly. I mean, at some point, we ought to just get him a throne and a scepter and a crown. I'm waiting for that to happen.
That's right.
You're spot on. Thank you for the call, Bob. I appreciate it. Let's try to sneak in one more here if we can. And thanks for your service as well. Absolutely. Let's go to Adam in North Tonawanda, speeding his way across town. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Hi. How you doing? I was calling up. I guess it was a segment you had a little bit earlier about like the traffic tickets and speeding, and you're not getting points and all that. I screwed up a while ago. I'm not here to debate whether I was dumb or not. Obviously, I was. I got a DWI in October.
Okay.
Okay. I was expected to get convicted in beginning of March, mid March, somewhere in there, when all this stuff started. We had a plea deal set up for 6 months, you know, suspended license and a bunch of other different stuff that I was going to have to do, which is all fine. You know, I understand that. My question is, I've been on a conditional license since I got my first court date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I haven't been able to go to court, when I go to court and I get convicted, which I will, because that's what happens, am I going to end up having to do 6 months of my license gone on top of the other, like I should be like 2 months away or a month and a half away from getting my license back right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess my advice to you based on what they're doing in the assembly is don't show up for court.
Right.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't want you to violate the law, Adam, but I certainly don't want you to drink and drive anymore. I mean, please be safe because obviously that is something that hurts other people. And trust me, for Mike and I, we know people that have died, sadly.
Yes.
So please be safe out there. But honestly, I mean, in this state, I think if you just don't show up,
that's what it sounds like.
You're probably good.
Yeah. But I consult with an attorney. Attorneys.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I know. I agree. I'll just.
I know going forward, Adam, you can speed and get away with it. There's legislation about being able to get away with drinking and driving, although.
That's coming.
That might be the next thing. Yeah. Maybe they just say, look, it's not fair. It costs $10,000 and poor people can't afford it.
Now that the numbers are down, thank you for the call, Adam. Thanks, I really do appreciate it. Now that the numbers are down for COVID, have they rearrested the pedophiles that are roaming our streets that they let out? Because seriously.
Probably not until after the election.
Is that it?
Yeah,
okay, so they can vote first.
I would think.
All right.
I would think.
Very short break. You've got this financial, guys.
COVID, like as Poincaré says, you just because you don't have it yet means you haven't been in contact with somebody.
I see.
So those pedophiles, we can't put them back in jail until we know COVID is 100% clear from everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Stupid.
Yeah, we don't want them. Then certainly those pedophiles are listening. They're social distancing. And
And now speeding.
And doing all the stuff they need to do.
Crazy. All right. Quick break. We'll be back. You've got the financial guys. Last few minutes here in today's program, I will say again, if you like what you heard, follow us on Saturday. Listen to us. We've been here for 20 years on Saturday from 1 to 3. If you want more than that, you can listen to our podcast by going to our website and thefinancialguys.com. We are on every major platform. You can download it on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere you get your podcasts. We are there. And that comes out every Tuesday with a video version released every Wednesday. So follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, our YouTube channel where you'll find our podcast and much more educational videos going up there as well. You can find out all the information on what we do and our social media stuff at our website at thefinancialguys.com.
And our departments, we are a one-stop financial shop. We can help you with Medicare, auto and home insurance, and, of course, retirement planning, estate planning, college planning. We can help you with college planning as well. So did you see that text? You lost the last election by 3 million votes. Stop your blanking crying about the illegal ballots. Boy, you just don't get it, do you?
No, they don't.
First of all, we're not the ones crying about the last election. You are.
Yeah, for four years.
Second of all, these are illegal.
Resist!
What other country in the world says, come on over illegally and vote?
None.
None.
Yeah. All right, let's sneak through as many as we can here. Gina in Buffalo, you're up on deck first. Hi, Gina. How are you? Thanks for holding.
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Good. So my point is that this government is no longer by the people, for the people.
No, it's not.
Control the people. It is now by the socialists, for the socialists, to control the people. And, you know, the one thing that I found being involved in government in the past year and a half, and I love Dave DiPietro. I actually know him. He is phenomenal. He is a fighter, and he gets to the heart of the problem, is that people don't know voting records. People don't actually take the time to research what these people talk about. And I'm on Facebook constantly on these people's pages, tearing them apart, because it's interesting to me that Pat Burke voted for the bail reform, but then he's crying about this poor girl's family who has to deal with the fact that she was a victim of domestic violence.
Yep.
Well, Pat Burke, you voted for the bail reform.
Yep.
Right.
Don't cry a river and now take back and say, oh my gosh, I got a backpedal because you didn't read what was in the bail reform and you had no back to stand up to these guys and say this is wrong.
No, they don't. Can I just cut you off for 1 second? You're absolutely right with that. And you can't tell me that there's not Democrats that think this is utterly stupid.
But Gina, right? And the question is, for Pat Burke, has he sponsored a bill to repeal bail reform? Do you know?
Of course not.
What he did was he made an amendment to the bill within his, I believe within his district, because he was, he had this whole thing on Facebook about how he's fighting for whatever. And I lit him up and I said, how is it that you can sit here and say that that's wrong, but that you voted for the whole state to have this bail reform?
Yep.
I said, you have to pick a side that you're on. And then, you know, with Monica Wallace and Karen McMahon, they're all buddy-buddy with the fighters in the police office. See. Well, you voted for the bail reform. You voted for the repeal of the 58. If you're going to vote for this stuff, stop talking out of both.
Here's
a good point.
Here's why they don't need to pick a side, Gina, because it's only folks like you calling them out, maybe locally Dave McKinley and maybe us here on talk radio. Other than that, you've done more journalism than the entire Erie County, right?
Yep, right there.
Yeah,
right there, Gina.
They don't need
Seriously.
To. They don't need to, right? They don't need to. The FBI was in City Hall a few months ago, right? Yep. Did you hear that story anywhere outside of maybe Channel 2 and Dave McKinley? Did you hear
it's gone. Just
gone.
Disappeared.
Gone. The FBI, they were taking files on
boxes.
I would think I'd want to know about that, right?
Yep.
Nah, Democrat. Yep. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here.
Thank you, Gina.
Good for you,
nice
buddy.
Job.
Keep it up.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Nice job, Gina. All right, let's sneak in one last call with Lou in Tonawanda. You're going to be the last up on deck today, Lou. How are you? Make it a good one.
Oh, thank you. Boy, what a show. I'm surprised BN let you put it on.
Thanks, Lou.
It's too late.
We've been here
Lou.
For 20 years, actually. So.
Well, Dr. Fauci needs to practice his pitching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Now, yesterday, my God, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was.
The Durham report has to come out.
I agree.
And I just feel like a leper when I go to a store. If they say you don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to, then you'd see where all the liberals are, where all the Republicans are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me say this. You know, again, the rule is, and I want to make this clear to everybody, please, 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 if you're going to be a Karen out there, mind your own business. But if you're not going to be a Karen, you're going to get into somebody else's business, at least know what the laws and the rules are. The rule is you're required to wear a mask when social distancing is not available. And if you don't have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing a mask, if you tell somebody in a store or a restaurant, I have a medical condition that prevents me from wearing a mask, they cannot ask you what that medical condition is, and they cannot refuse you service. If they refuse you service, you have an American Disabilities Act lawsuit on your hands. So, but for those of you that are going to be the mask police, that those of you that think that you're going to tell everybody else how they should live their lives because you know better and you're smarter or whatever, please mind your own business. But if you are going to be that stupid, please know what the actual laws and the rules are. For those of you that really need to know, swing by our office.
Yeah.
They're posted on our front window.
And we'll,
okay.
We'll get
you'll see them right on our glass door.
Business, we can
and if
get
you want
a sign,
yeah, let us know. You
absolutely
can go to thefinancialguys.com.
This is an email we got.
Lou, thank you so much for your call, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
This is a local restaurant. I won't mention the restaurant. Health department made him show security footage from last week to see if they were complying. This
no.
is out of control.
No. The answer is no.
Yeah, that would be my
what
answer.
Rights do you have? Go get a warrant.
Would be, I'm going to escort.
Why would you do that? Why would you even show them? Go get a warrant then.
My favorite is these health department officials don't have the stones to come on the station and explain what they're doing.
How about this?
They're getting paid by us.
Right.
The
I know, it's crazy.
And they don't have the stones to call us back.
How about this? Go get a warrant and come back. And when you come back, you'll be like, oh, you know what? Yeah. I had the same camera company that had the Epstein tapes. Right?
And the same security guards.
What happened? I don't know what happened to the tapes. The camera must have been malfunctioning during that time.
You mean the server? I wiped it clean with a cloth,
Like a cloth. Oh.
Yeah, it's gone.
Those records disappeared.
How ridiculous is that? Worry about the protesters, you dirtbags. Not the folks trying to serve a Happy Meal to somebody.
All right, 633-1515, thefinancialguys.com. On behalf of Mike Lomas, thank you to Franklin. Thank you, Tony Caligiuri. Thanks, Tim Winger. We'll see you next week.